It's Friday night. It's the first intermission, and it can only mean one thing. It is time for this week's edition of the Picks from the Park, and we've got our young charge, Jeremy, on the line. Second go-round here of this 2019-2020 season, and 2-1-1 to start the year. Nice job on opening week, buddy.
Yeah, it was a solid week. I think I could have done better.
Well, then you should have.
Yeah, I should have done better, but I will do better this week.
All right, so let's get at it. Where do you want to start?
All right, we'll start in the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs at the Colorado Avalanche.
Interesting game.
Toronto has an outstanding offense. Matthews, Marner, and Nylander have been playing insanely well so far. And Tavares is a great player as well. The Avalanche, on the other hand, Nathan MacKinnon, one of the best players in the NHL, hands down. He's an MVP candidate, in my opinion, even though it's early in the season. But, you know, if it were to happen now. Cale Makar has been unstoppable this season. They have solid players throughout the offense, so great offense for Colorado. Toronto have a great group on defense. Anderson is playing solid in goalie. Colorado have a very strong defense as well. They have really good depth on their defense. And Grubauer has been playing really well. So, two really good defenses. Toronto are on a 5-game losing streak right now. And Colorado have been having a great season so far. They also are the home team. I'm going to have to pick the Colorado Avalanche to win this game.
I don't blame you for picking Colorado. Toronto was one of the, if not the most underachieving team in the National Hockey League. They got a lot of problems in their house in Toronto right now. Some people are already circling that Coach Babcock should be fired. You've got injuries to deal with. Tavares, your team captain, was out for a while. Mitch Marner is out right now. So a lot of disorder in the house going on in Toronto. Colorado, on the other hand, has just been clipping along unbelievably well so far this year, despite injury to Mikko Rantanen. You mentioned MacKinnon is an MVP candidate. Cale Makar is probably going to win the Rookie of the Year. Very solid club there. I don't blame you for picking Colorado.
Yeah, they're a really good team. Next up, we've got Division III, Oswego at Hobart. Oswego has a solid offense, a lot of strong scorers for their offense. Oswego's defense is, I think, it's really good, but I think they have room for improvement. They're struggling a bit in goal, but I think that they have a decent defense. Hobart has a fantastic offense, averaging about 5 goals per game. McDouble and Sternbach are unstoppable this year. Like, they have been playing incredible. Hobart also has a great defense. Hallstrom is a solid goalie, and I will have to pick Hobart to win this game.
That's an interesting pick because Oswego, I think, is playing very, very well right now. They're a good club, and they're balanced. They've got some depth. Hobart is another perennial power out there from the East Coast and has been to a couple of Final Fours here recently, but they're a really hard team to play against at home. So, you know, an interesting pick, but I think a good one.
Yeah. All right. Finally, we have Division I hockey. We're going in the Big Ten this week, Ohio State at Penn State.
Isn't that a football game?
I think so. But it's also a hockey game.
Okay.
Ohio has a decent decent offense. I just feel like they haven't really been scoring enough. Penn State, on the other hand, scoring a lot of points. Nate Soucis, I'm pretty sure is how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, is playing really, really well this season, one of the highest scorers in Division I. Ohio has one of the best defenses in the nation, only letting in about 2 goals against per game. Tommy Napier does not let much in. Penn State has a solid defense. Goalie Peyton Jones has only lost 1 game in goal this season. He is a great goalie. Ohio is on a 2-game losing streak. Penn State is on a 3-game winning streak. You know, this game, very close call. I think I'm going to have to go with momentum. I think Penn State will win this game at home.
I don't disagree with you. Penn State is they're a good hockey team, and I think people are still getting used to the fact that, one, Penn State has hockey, and two, that they're as good as they are this early in their existence, because they've only been a program for, you know, half a dozen years here right now. But they're really good, and they absolutely dismantled Minnesota last week, and, I mean, they made them look silly. So I don't blame you one bit. I know that Ohio State struggles to score goals sometimes, and against a team that can light the lamp the way Penn State does, that's going to be trouble. So I like the Penn State pick as well.
Yeah.
So, NHL, Toronto at Colorado, Division I, Ohio State, Penn State, Division III, Oswego, Hobart, and you're picking the home team in all three.
Yes, I am.
Sounds good, buddy, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right, talk to you later.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.